The Second World War was a result of struggle between the great powers for control of the world and the military expansion of the countries of Nazi Germany, fascist Italy, and the militarist Japan. They were called Axis countries. In the early days of World War II, the U.S. government adopted a sit-on-the-fence policy. The American capitalists wanted to continue their profitable trade with warring countries, including the aggressors.
二战是由于大国为争夺世界霸权，以及纳粹的德国、法西斯主义的意大利和军国主义的日本，他们三个被称为轴心国，进行军事扩张而导致的。第二次世界大战初期，美国政府采取观望态度，打算弃枪观战。当时美国资本家想继续与包括侵略者在内的交战国家进行有利可图的贸易。
On the morning of December the 7th, 1941, Japanese Air Force attacked the U.S. Pacific Fleet at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. It was a direct cause for America's entrance into the war. On December the 7th, 1941, Japanese planes suddenly showered bombs on the American fleet and a military installation at Pearl Harbor.About 3,400 Americans were killed or wounded, with the loss of more than 180 planes and 8 battleships. A few minutes later, Japan declared war on America, and the U.S. government responded by declaring war against Japan the following day.
1941年12月7日上，日本空军在夏威夷的珍珠港袭击了美国太平洋舰队。这是美国参战的直接原因。1941年的12月7日，日本飞机突然向美国在珍珠港的舰队和军事设施投掷炸弹，大约有3400名美国人死亡或受伤，损失了180多架飞机和8艘战舰。几分钟后，日本对美国宣战，美国政府的也是第二天对日本宣战。
The objectives of America in the wartime were the total destruction of the Axis powers and the establishment of a world order after unconditional victory in accord with American ideals and interests. There were two guiding principles of the wartime American diplomacy. The first was to win the war. The second was to establish a post-war political structure in accord with American interests.And to prevent the Soviet Union from overexpansion.
美国的战时目标是彻底摧毁轴心国势力，也就是德国、意大利、日本，并在取得无条件胜利后，建立与美国理想与利益符合的世界秩序。在外交方面，美国有两个指导原则：一是取得战争胜利，二是建立一个符合美国利益的战后政治结构，并且防止苏联过度扩张。